This is Ome Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Ome Radio News at 11. My name is Raymond Zabe. Good morning. On May, today begins Road Safety Campaign. The biannual event promotes defensive driving to improve road safety, urging drivers to stay focused, alert, and arrive safely. The campaign is to remind all drivers of the consequences of not driving defensively. OnMay Road Safety Week campaign also promotes responsible driving habits to prevent accidents and its serious consequences. The Jolly Athletic Organization has reached out to two educational facilities in Virginia. The organization donated school materials to Mangotown Elementary and Sarah Barclay High School. The head of Jolly Organization, Vernon Davis, told OnMay Radio there was need to identify with those in need. The Jolly Athletic Organization earlier made similar donations in the past to the Deaf and Blind School in Virginia. Liberia joins the rest of the world to celebrate Africa Industrialization Day today. Africa Industrialization Day, marked each year on November 20, is to raise global awareness of the challenges faced by the continent with regard to industrialization. The event also aims to mobilize both African leaders and international organizations to advocate for the accelerated and sustainable industrialization of Africa. Under the theme African Industrial Development, a Precondition for an Effective and Sustainable Continental Free Trade Area, this year's symposium will review the industrial challenges faced by Africa with a special emphasis on industrial development as a foundation for the implementation of the CFTA. Liberia is today joining the rest of the world to celebrate Universal Children's Day under the theme It's the Kids, Take Over. United Nations Universal Children's Day was established in 1954 and celebrated on November 20 each year to promote international togetherness, awareness among children worldwide, and improving children's welfare. November 20 is an important date as it is the date in 1959 when the UN General Assembly adopted the Declaration of the Rights of the Child. It is also the date in 1989 when the UN General Assembly adopted the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Since 1990, Universal Children's Day also marks the anniversary of the date that the UN General Assembly adopted both the Declaration and the Convention on Children's Rights. Universal Children's Day offers each of us an inspirational entry point to advocate, promote and celebrate children's rights, translating into dialogues and actions that will build a better world for children. To celebrate this year's Universal Children's Day, UNICEF has invited children from around the world taking over key roles in media, politics, business, sports and entertainment to voice their support for millions of their peers who are underschooled, underprotected and uprooted on November 20. This news is coming to you from OnMay Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Embattled Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe is facing a serious ultimatum to step down. He has defied calls to resign despite his party's threat to impeach him. ZANU-PF, which stripped Mugabe of the party's leadership, says it backs impeachment if he does not step down by 12 noon local time today. Proceedings could begin as soon as Tuesday when Parliament meets. Zimbabwe's military took control of the country last week, but they say it is not a coup. And a stampede for food in Morocco has left 15 people dead while 5 others are injured. The incident occurred in the town of Sidi Boulalem in Essaouira province. The aid was being handed out by a private local charity. Some reports say that up to 40 people were injured in the crush. Local media reported that most of the victims were women and the elderly. And that's the OnMay Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OnMay, please log on to www.onmay.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmay2003, or twitter/onmaynews. I'm Raymond Zabe. Good morning.